理课堂听 class.com。
The first hint of trouble came last month when Dr. Wang was forced to admit that there were errors in one of the tables in the paper. The errors seemed minor, and Science, the journal that published the paper, said at the time they did not significantly alter the paper's primary conclusion, that it was possible to make patient-specific embryonic stem cells from cloned embryos. Then, earlier this month, Dr. Wang was forced to concede more errors, this time in some of the photographs of cells that were posted on Science Magazine's website. Once again, Science Magazine's editor said this was not a problem that affected the scientific outcome of the paper. But instead of subsiding, the controversy just seemed to escalate. A Korean investigative journalist said he had evidence from one of Wang's junior colleagues that the data in the paper came from just two embryonic stem cell lines, not the 11 the paper reported. And earlier this week, Wang's American colleague Jerry Schotten said that he had become convinced that some of the data in the paper were fabricated, and he asked that his name be removed from the list of authors. Science Magazine has not yet received a formal request for retraction from the paper's authors.